always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Fun hour on tap in 15 minutes with tonight's card in Major League Baseball. Bottom of the hour, professional better, sports better, Paul Stone. We're going to start previewing college conferences today. The Sun Belt, couple of win totals, and a couple of outrights as well, including one that he likes at 26-1.
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Uh-huh, I definitely am.
Phil Steele Magazine coming out. Getting close. Took a little SMU to win the ACC.
Very nice.
Come on, Mitch.
Okay.
Paul Stone going hardcore Sun Belt today.
That's good, because we're going to have more of Mitch and Paulie's Pizzeria coming up in 45 minutes as well. Long shot bets for a little pizza money at that time. So, Paulie, tonight, game 6 NBA Finals. We have Oklahoma City playing on the road against Indiana. Again, keep in mind, Oklahoma City 1-8 so far in the playoffs on the road against the spread. And that one cover was in Game 4, when it was a miraculous cover, and I don't know how they did to this day get the job done, but now we're starting to see money move in on the over. The point spread remains about the same now, about 5.5 or 6 in that range, but the total earlier today was 221.5. It's now up to 223.5 here at Circa. It appears to be that way at BetMGM and beyond, so I think that people might be buying into Halliburton really not be playing that much, and the Pacers' pace actually of play, and the guys behind them will be just fine.
Damn right. Damn right. A lot going on here. Also, I think a good tweet we received about, isn't the guy a defensive liability then, if he can barely move?
So you want to target his point. This is from Colin on X at VSiN Live at Mitch Moss Radio at Pauly Howard. Targeting first quarter points props for Thunder players that Halliburton might be guarding. Well, also, would you want to consider going under on Halliburton's props anyway in the first quarter? I think you know what? With him, I think I'd just give me the full game. Give me the full game.
Yeah, there's a lot there. He could get blown out. He might not have much.
Sure.
He might not play well. He could get pulled. All of it.
He could come out with adrenaline tonight and score five in the first and then, you know, stab you in the eye. And then all of a sudden, it's no good. And
I will fall over if he scores 15 points.
Well,
I really will. Everything you're hearing, everything they're saying, game time decision, and how bad the injury is, and he was so bad in the last game it didn't even score. He's going to get 14, 15 on you. Mm. So I'm looking at the other guys as well, and that's where those same game parlays get juicy. But then again, you're not asking for much. You're asking for like 15-6 from a guy that pays like 7-1, 6-1 in that range. Can you get? That's like if Nembhard does 15-6. Can you get 15 out of three guys? A couple guys, and then Siakam chips in 20, which I know Dan Karpuk at VSiN.com today made the case for Siakam 10-1 most points in the game.
Sure.
Because if he's not going to do much, and he's hardly out there, McConnell was great scoring, but I don't think McConnell's going to do that again scoring. Then it's more I'll facilitate, I'll get other guys involved. And with the pace that could be increased as well, then you just have, okay, Nesmith has 15, Nembhard has 14. You mentioned what happened last year against Boston. When Halliburton got hurt, Nembhard was great and made some tough shots. So, and Mathurin's the big one that jumps out. Why not? The guy already cashed 150-1 ticket earlier in the series for most points, and Karpuk made the case for him too. And he moved from 10.5 to 11.5 with his points prop.
Can you back up for 1 second? You mentioned something there with Nembhard at 7-1. Is that like a quick pick or something like that?
The guys at the guy at covers.com put it together.
It's 15-plus points and 6-plus assists?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, those are his averages this year in the 9 games that Halliburton didn't play.
Beautiful.
I mean, 14, on average, right here, I have all the numbers right in front of me. He averaged 14.6 points per game and exactly 6 assists on the season when Halliburton was out of the lineup. I'll give you some other guys here, too. Nesmith averaged 14.6 and 6.5 rebounds. You could probably put something together with him as well. 15-plus points, 6-plus rebounds.
I'm looking right at the ticket. 15-6 is 7-1.
Oh, that's if that's still out there, then that's a beautiful number.
Nembhard to have 8 dimes and 20. 20-8 is 65-1.
Oh, wow.
20-8. Yep. And then other guys were making the case for he gets 15, Nesmith gets 15, Siakam gets 20. And that's a decent payout, too.
Siakam averaged 21.7 points per game and 7.8 rebounds per game when Halliburton did not play. He was really good. He shot 55% from the floor. And, you know, so I mentioned this a little bit earlier. The the market right now on these others with their props, they're pretty much identical, meaning McConnell, Mathurin, Nembhard, and Neesmith. They're around 10.5 or 11.5 points in the game tonight. The PRA for Nembhard is 19.5. For McConnell, it's 18.5, and then it trickles on a little bit before then. But it's like they're just kind of telling you, go ahead, take a stab. Like, which probably all four are not going to go off, but which two do you think are going to have the big game? You're kind of throwing darts there to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm
a lot of intrigue.
I'm absolutely there with Nembhard.
Yeah. I think Mathurin has a big game too. And then from the OKC standpoint, Chet under threes again. I would say Dort under threes again. That is a good race. Good race for most threes in the series. And our guy Ozzy has Caruso. A little more than pizza money. I guess $500 to him is pizza money. He has Caruso plus 550 most steals. Caruso has the lead.
He has the lead,
and
huh?
And I think he's up two over SGA, so he got creative with SGA stuff there to protect himself. And then I don't want to go under Williams points. Can't do it. 26, 23, 26, and 40. Going back, 26, 27, and 40, and he's 23.5. He's been dialed in, man.
So what has to happen for him to, I guess, steal the MVP away from SGA if they win the game tonight? Like
40-8?
Too much? What if he goes for 30 and SGA has an off game? SGA is like 7-21 from the floor, has like 25 points. But
Give me a game winner?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we
something
just,
like that?
Here's the thing. Like, when you watched the previous game, who was the best player on the court offensively for Oklahoma City?
Last game was Williams.
Yeah, to me there was no hesitation.
Yeah,
and
oh, attacking the basket and
I thought the
left-handed stuff. Yep,
bogged down big time.
Uh-huh.
And I thought SGA was trying to do the hero ball stuff way too much again. And I'm like, dude, are you not paying attention? Like, Williams can't be stopped right now. Can you get him the ball? And just the flow was so much better when they were operating through Williams on offense last game. And it kind of came to a crashing halt when SGA would just dribble and go to his spot, and then nobody else going to touch the ball. And I know he ended up with a big game overall, but I thought Williams just jumped off the page for the entire game. Like, he was their best player, period, overall.
And I know it's the NBA Finals, and we got tweets that some books in Arizona took. I would have no problem if you would take Halliburton stuff down and wait till you get the announcement. I'd have no problem because we're in uncharted territory here.
Right.
He's a great player, but he's hurt, and you don't know if he's going to play, and then how long does he play? So, for example, at DraftKings, Williams is 4-1 most points. Siakam's 11. And then you get really crazy. Turner's 60. Toppin's 80. Neesmith's 90. Nembhard's 100. They don't even have Mathurin listed. And he was 150-1 earlier in the series. You were asking about threes. Halliburton's the co-favorite.
Oh, my God.
Neesmith plus 450. Dort plus 550. Williams 9-1. I think a big ticket can cash here. I don't mind Toppin 10-1.
What do you have for Wiggins?
So,
run
Caruso.
Him down. Wiggins.
Wiggins is 18. Wallace is 35.
Give me some more guys.
Wiggins
for the
is cash.
Too.
Toppin 10. Turner 10. Siakam 10. Nembhard 12.
All right, well, I think we're going to get an update here very soon because the Pacers are going through their walkthrough with Tyrese Halliburton. You're going to hear that in this clip from earlier today. Shams Charania on NBA Today on ESPN. Did not sound so hot. This is what he had to say earlier this afternoon.
Malik, I'm told that Tyrese Halliburton has every intention to go out and try to play here in this game six. He wants to be out there. He said as long as he can walk, he will be playing. But it is a calf strain, and the Pacers will evaluate him at their 5 p.m. Eastern time walkthrough, see how he's feeling, and then pregame, their medical staff will make a determination. But listen, these are tricky injuries with the calf. We know the implications it could have on the rest of your leg. I was told today, if this were the regular season, Tyrese Halliburton would be missing multiple weeks. So if he is able to play, how does he look? How sharp does he look? Or how much does he struggle and how much is he limited? These are all questions going into this game for Tyrese Halliburton.
He would be missing multiple weeks if this were a regular season game.
I don't get this at all. I don't get this. You can win this game.
I believe so.
You were down two on the road, 8 minutes left. He didn't score.
He was a disaster.
You had 20-some turnovers that led to 32 OKC points. You don't play him. You win this game. I got till Sunday, game seven.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's exactly the direction I was going to go in. I got there right before you did. Paul, because of that, don't you have to feel pretty comfortable with the others here with their props tonight? Because there's a scenario to me where if they're in this game tight, and I think they can be, like Nembhard's going to play 45 minutes. Yep. McConnell might play 35 or more. Like, if they're the best players tonight and they're in the game and have a chance to win, assuming they don't blow out Oklahoma City, I think that all makes sense. You're going to grind these guys, man. You're not going to turn around and play again on Saturday night. You got another full day to get ready.
That's huge. And I would use that to my advantage if I'm Indiana and Carlisle.
Yeah.
And just then all the pressure goes on OKC, and maybe he could come back, and he's closer to 90%, 100%. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 try. $200 cash back rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet gives you a $100 deposit match. We complete the try with a free VSiN Pro subscription through August. $200 value, $500 try from GBank First Bet and VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/GBank. One-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply.
It looked like we were going to have some bullpen shenanigans, but they finally hung on to win the game. We'll update you on the results from this afternoon in Major League Baseball. I think we might have an update on Halliburton with the walkthrough. And Skeens Day tonight, back end of a doubleheader. We'll give you his numbers next on VSiN. This is absolutely worth mentioning. Day one today of the Travelers Championship. As the carnage is cleared from the U.S. Open, Scottie Scheffler is 9-under. He is through 15 holes. He currently has a one-stroke lead. You have some big names behind him by a couple of strokes. Rory, for example, is 6-under for the day.
It's a hell of a leaderboard.
Very good. Scottie Scheffler is -230 to win the tournament.
Yep. 10-1 first round leader. See if he can hang on here as he's on 16.
That's absolutely incredible. Silly.
Yep. Day 4 under. Cantlay's up there.
Fleetwood.
Hovland. Yep. Ben Griffin, 3-under. And English. Welcome back, Harris, after that implosion last week. Can't kill you, though. Tough course. JT, 3-under. Morikawa, 3-under. So.
Oh, it's Sam Burns. He's 3-under.
Oh, I missed him. Is he?
Good for him.
Okay.
To not get rattled. I mean, he was clearly just not the same guy after that insane decision not to let him get some relief on Sunday at the U.S. Open, but he got that out of his system today with a good round.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not seeing any update on social media right now about Tyrese Halliburton, because I think the Pacers are going through that walkthrough as we speak for the game tonight, and that's game 4 of the NBA Finals. But we were running that down in the previous segment, right? There's an angle tonight, Paulie, where I think you're exactly spot on. And by the way, the market now moving again throughout the course of this show anyway. We've been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes, and the total has moved 2 full points. 223.5 here at Circa, 223.5 at other books as well. So if we get, like, if the market's right with that and we're going to get a lot of points in this game tonight, there's a pretty good chance that these same game parlays are going to look rather large.
Yep.
You brought up Nembhard. That number has crashed, by the way. I researched that during the break. It's down to like +520 for him to have 15 points and 6 assists. But if you were doing that earlier this morning or putting together some creative numbers that are certainly possible based on Halliburton's, you know, status, and we don't think it's going to look pretty tonight for him, like somebody like Nembhard, a McConnell, definitely a Toppin, and a Neesmith, pretty big paydays, I think, could be on the horizon.
Absolutely. Fun game tonight. A lot of intrigue now. Can they force a game 7? All the pressure shifts to OKC, and I think you're going to get a big effort out of the others, and because I don't think Halliburton's going to give you much. And again, be careful. OKC 1-8 ATS on the road in the playoffs, and it should be 0-9.
I'm hoping the Pacers, because I want a game 7. I'm hoping the Pacers hit him with a big avalanche tonight, like to begin the first quarter.
Uh huh.
And it's
Well, I mean, how many things went against them, and they still should have covered the last game.
Of course.
I mean, it's a two-point game with 8 minutes left. Right. And
they should have covered the last two games.
Right, right. That's
I'm talking like 28-10, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
They should have won. Like, I know what happened in game one. That's fair. But then again, that's what these guys do. These guys have been the cardiac kids all year. But to be up seven in the fourth quarter at home, when you can go up 3-1, you got to close that out. Up four with 3 minutes, you got to find a way to win it.
All right, Major League Baseball coming up tonight. We get game two doubleheader. Pirates taking on the Tigers. Skeens is going here. I wish he would have. I wish Scooble would be going in this game. So it would be Skeens and Scooble live when we're on the air, but it's not. Skeens is going to go a 1.78 ERA. He's almost touching a $4 favorite now to win the National League Cy Young. By the way, is that thing over with?
Because
Chris, hey, don't look now. Chris Sale has been unbelievable.
I can't say that. Absolutely. Sale has been filthy.
His FIP is 1.87. We're talking elite numbers here. Doesn't allow home runs. Very tough to get like contact on this guy, strong contact at all. 5-1 overrun with his K prop, but 8-7 overall on the year. He's $1.24. That's tantalizing, but the Tigers are really good and the Pirates can't hit.
Yep.
Plus, what did you say earlier? He has one win since what?
May 1st.
Okay.
But he's got a 1.5 ERA.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yep. Seven straight starts, one earned run or fewer. Ridiculous. So, $1.40 favorite opener for Detroit. Is it Montero Holton or Holton Montero? Or is it just Holton? Yeah, it's going to go Holton Montero, I think.
That's what I thought.
How they're going to do that. So, Detroit's, they're tough, man. But maybe he goes six innings, gives up one run, and no decision. And the Buccos can't get him any support as well. I like Lopez strikeouts under 4.5. I think, again, another over. And the Astros will get what they want off him and can knock him around the box as they took out the A's no problem last night as well. So I think at one point they had 11 hits in the fourth inning. It was ridiculous. But only two runs, which hurt your feelings. But then they got to the bullpen in the sixth.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep riding the Astros here.
Let me throw a couple players at you.
Yep.
Altuve, as we all know, hit a home run last night. Last 7 days, 393 average, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, 3 doubles. He's raking. But also, how about Cam Smith? Been on fire, the rookie. 429 average, 12 hits overall. A couple of home runs, 3 doubles. I always like to look at that as well. Like, is it just, is the guy on fire with the home runs, but he strikes out a lot and doesn't get a lot of hits? It's 12 hits overall, 3 doubles, 2 home runs in the last 7 days, and 7 RBIs. He bats, has been anyway, near the bottom of the order, but that's a guy tonight that you can still probably find some pretty good numbers on for maybe total bases. If you want to go nuts with a home run prop, but also maybe like hits, runs, plus RBIs in the game. And then also, Paul, like, what do you want to do? Astros team total for the game? You want to do run line again? Gordon is going for Houston, and I got to tell you, he's been a little unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
3.48 with a batting average of balls in play. The FIP is the XFIP, I'm sorry, is 3.30. So he's actually pretty decent, and I don't like Lopez.
I don't mind the $1.40. I don't have to get involved with the run line. Just win the game for me. What I can do there. Don't you think the Dodgers are too much tonight? I know they beat the Padres 5-6 in this offense, but Yamamoto in a bit of a funk, 275. And then on deck, Cupcake City. Washington, Royals, White Sox. Did I say Rockies? 12 easy games coming up for the Dodgers after this one.
Well, I will point this out. Our buddy Weston, guy in the cornfields, he sent out a tweet a little bit earlier. Yamamoto was on 6 days rest tonight. The ERA with 5 days is 4.46. The ERA with 6 or more days rest is 0.90.
Mm.
He's the new Kikuchi.
Yeah. Sometimes that works against you, but those are that's incredible numbers.
Again, it doesn't mean he's going to go out there tonight and go 8 strong and strike out 10 guys, but so far so good with that angle.
Yeah, got to take the Phillies too. I like Sanchez. I like Lizardo. Sanchez $1.40 at home against this bad Miami team, and I think they'll do enough offensively and be able to get the win against Miami as well.
Sanchez has really good numbers.
Yeah, Turner's been hot. I think the Phillies get the win, and I don't want the Mets. Mets in a funk now too. Yankees finally won a game, but the Mets continue their losing streak. Killer what happened 2 nights ago, blowing the 4-1 lead in the eighth, got swept at home by Tampa. Strider's $1.35 at home.
So some numbers on this game. And the total is 9 here. Clay Holmes is going for the Mets. The ERA looks great, 2.87. You dig a little bit deeper. The FIP, a full run higher at 3.93, 7.81 Ks per nine. Strider, 1-5 on the year, but you knew it was probably going to be a grind to come back off the injury. He's only pitched 31 innings. The ERA is 4.35, the FIP about the same, but he's almost touching 11 Ks per nine. And I will point this out, the Ks by game since coming back on May 20th, in order, 3, 7, 4, 5, and then the big boy last week against Colorado with 13. But I think a bigger sign was the velocity getting back to where it close to where it was before he got injured. So that guy was awesome. Great sign there. Sale went 8 2/3 last night and did not go over 7.5 Ks. That's the thing. Mm. The Mets do not strike out. So I'd be careful with that. And Nimmo versus Strider in his career, 8 of 16, 2 home runs, a double and a triple in there as well. And Acuna has good numbers against Holmes, 8 for 14, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, a double and a stolen base. That's actually last 7 days. My apologies.
You buying the Morton thing?
I think so, but last 4 starts?
Yeah. They've won his 4 starts, and he's 3-0. It's been a different pitcher. Tampa only $1.35 at home tonight.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to buy him in this game, though, Paulie. Hot conditions. Wind could be blowing out yet again. And the Rays are like the hottest team in Major League Baseball.
16-5 at home last 21, only 2 games behind the Yankees now.
Yeah.
Baltimore blows the 8-0 lead. Hey, VSiN fans, how would you like to play the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest for free? Winner Circle Proxy giving away one free $1,000 entry to each contest plus full proxy service. Enter now for your chance to win. You'll be paired with a VSiN host for strategy all season long. WinnerCircleProxy.com/VSiN. WinnerCircleProxy.com/VSiN. Incredible prize. Enter now. Get to the website.
The Yankees actually avoided the sweep earlier today. They beat the Angels. That was a 4-gamer, by the way.
Yeah, and the Brewers hung on 8-7?
Yeah. Yep. It was 8-7. Looking dicey, by the way, and my guy PCA was on deck with runners on in the bottom of the ninth, and Suzuki hit into a double play.
Yep. Texas swept at home by the Royals.
One run
today. That's bad. There's still 7 games over 500 at home. But, yeah, one run. Yeah. That's ugly.
Up next, professional sports bettor Paul Stone's going to join the program. We will start previewing conferences in college football with bets today. He'll kick it off in the Sun Belt. He has a couple of win totals and a couple of outrights, including a 26-1 shot to win the league. Find out who he likes next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
In 15 minutes, we'll stroll inside Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria, some long shot bets that we have, that you have, members of the audience here, little pizza money that pays off a pretty healthy amount. And here we head out to the Progressive Guest Line as professional sports bettor Paul Stone joins the program. We'll do this now every week leading into the college football season. We'll start previewing conferences in college football. We've been doing this for years, and Paul, kind enough to join us every week throughout the college football season as well. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you today?
Man, doing well. I think we're about 64 days out from the opening of college football season, so it's going to be here before we know it.
All right, let's start the portfolio here. Off and running in the Sun Belt Conference with a regular season win total, and it seems like you're kind of high on Southern Miss this year. You like them? Why?
I tell you, Mitch, Southern Mississippi, what a difference a year could make. I mean, you look at this team. First of all, we'll start with the bad and the ugly, if you will. Last year, Southern Miss 1-11, their only victory over FCS member Southeastern Louisiana, their 11 losses to FBS teams, all by double digits. So they weren't even competitive against FBS teams. In fact, Jeff Sagrin, in his final power rating of the year, he had Southern Miss 193rd. So there were a whole bunch of FCS teams ranked ahead of Southern Miss. They were not very good. They lost 11 games again to FBS competition, all 11 games, not competitive. But I think the hiring of Charles Huff from Marshall. Marshall, of course, won the Sun Belt Conference Championship game last year. They hired Huff in early December. And importantly, 20 players made the trip or made the switch, followed Huff from Huntington to Hattiesburg. So they've got 20 members of that Sun Belt Championship team now at Southern Miss. And by my calculations, 9 of those guys have started at some point or another. The most notable of those certainly being quarterback Braylon Braxton. He is a dual threat guy, 6'2", 225 from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Started 8 games last year for Marshall, the Thundering Herd in those 8 games, 8-0. He passed for over 1,600 yards, ran for another 6'10". He's the best quarterback in the Sun Belt. It's not even close. As long as he's healthy, he is the best quarterback in that league. 5 of his receivers followed him as well for Marshall. 4 of those receivers have starting experience. So I think it's very important to note that Braxton will have a connection, if you will, with some of his receivers there at Southern Miss right off the get-go. One publication I looked at, it's not just players coming from Marshall. Obviously, they're bringing in an influx of players from other schools as well. One publication shows 53 new players. In this age of college football, you can really get a program turned around quickly. I think that's what Southern Miss does. I think they're good maybe for 6-6. I think they've got a good chance to reach bowl eligibility, but I certainly like them to get to 5 wins. Heavily juiced, but if you shop, if you look at DraftKings and Caesars, they have the best pricing right now at minus 160. So I'm recommending Southern Miss over 4.5 wins, minus 160 at DraftKings and Caesars.
Are you recommending pizza money at 25-1 to win the league?
I am. You know, when as far as the winner of the conference, yeah. I'm going to recommend – I'll kind of go into just a general – just kind of outlook at how I look at some of these group of five conferences when I'm doing my futures and looking at these group of five leagues. I think some of the biggest losers in the transfer portal nowadays are going to be group of five schools. And I mean, it stands to reason when these power four aristocrats, when they need to beef up their rosters, they're going to look to the group of five. And the schools they're going to look at in the group of five are going to be the better schools. So what that does is that dilutes those teams' rosters, and it kind of tightens the field a little bit. So I think as a matter of practice, it's probably good to look at, you know, maybe investing some of your portfolio, some of the money that you bet on futures at some of the longer shots. And for me, that team's going to be Southern Miss. They were 26-1 earlier today at FanDuel. I just saw them at 25-1. At FanDuel. So still a great price. Again, it's just a team that's going to have a, you know, an upheaval of their roster. They're going to have an entirely new team. They've got Braylon Braxton at quarterback. You know, I think they can make that improbable leap from worst to first. So we're going to split a unit, but one of the teams that we're going to bet a half a unit on at 25-1 is going to be Southern Miss to win Conference USA.
Great breakdown. Good explanation. So then Southern Miss over, so then that leads you to Marshall under the win total?
It does, and obviously, I mean, Paulie, these are kind of correlated, the Southern Miss over and the Marshall under, because a lot of the players that were with Marshall last year are playing for Southern Miss this year, and I mean, it's just incredible. It shows you how wild and wacky that college football is in year 2025 in this little caveat. Southern Miss, they appear that they're going to have at least as many members of last season's conference champion at Marshall as Marshall has on its roster. So Southern Miss is probably going to have more of Marshall's players that were conference champions at Marshall on its team this year than Marshall itself. So that's just insane. I mean, you know, the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh away. And you look at this this Marshall team, and, man, they have got hills to climb this year. And they may be better described as mountains. I mean, they've got a first-year head coach in Tony Gibson. They return a grand total of 3 starters. And those starters are an offensive guard, a tight end who had 168 yards receiving last year, and a safety who was credited with 38 tackles. So not exactly all-conference type performers. You look at the losses on the roster, many of them, again, to Southern Mississippi. But Marshall, from last year, they've lost their top 6 rushers, their top 3 quarterbacks, their top 5 pass catchers, and 18 of their top 19 tacklers. So they've just lost a lot of players. They are starting with a new roster. Bill Connolly of ESPN, he does that returning production chart. He has Marshall ranked 130th in returning production out of 136 FBS teams. I respect Bill Connolly. He does a great job, but I'm going to have to disagree with Bill here. I think 130 is too fair to Marshall. I think they're lower than that. I think they're 131st or worse. They just don't have anybody back. With all the new faces, all the upheaval, all the attrition, I like Marshall to go under 5.5 wins. You can find that at -115 as we speak there at DraftKings.
Well, very good. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're talking college football and best bets in the Sun Belt this year with professional sports bettor Paul Stone. And he is on the Progressive guest line. There's that bet. You mentioned the Southern Miss bets as well, over 4.5 and 26-1 for Pizza Money to win the league. You're going to split a unit, or you're going to go with them and another team to win the league. Who is your second play here to win the Sun Belt outright?
Right. We're going to take that one unit. We bet a half a unit on Southern Miss as a long shot. And now we're going to bet the favorite. And you can find James Madison, which is the favorite. They're actually in the Eastern Division. And I want to point this out. As people are betting these futures, whoever you bet on, know that it's not the regular season win champion, unless a sports book has unique rules or changes the rules. It's the team that wins the conference championship game. So keep that in mind. In the Sun Belt, it's going to be the Western Division winner versus the Eastern Division winner. James Madison there in the Eastern Division. They stand out in the league. They're the best team on paper in the entire Sun Belt. You look at that Eastern Division, and James Madison's three chief contenders, those being Georgia Southern, Old Dominion, and Appalachian State. JMU plays all those teams on their home field there in Harrisonburg. So a tremendous advantage there. They've got the best roster again. I will point this out. Their quarterback last year, Alonzo Barnett Jr., he did get injured in the regular season finale. He did not participate in spring practice. My gut feeling tells me that he's going to be ready for the start of the 2025 season. It's not based on anything that anybody said. I just feel like that's the timetable for that type of injury. However, if he's not back, they did replenish that quarterback position. They brought in Matthew Sluka, who played for Bob Chesney, the current coach at JMU, when both were in FCS at Holy Cross in year 2023. And I know that you guys remember Sluka from UNLV last year. He played three games last year in September as the Rebel starter, decided he wasn't getting paid NIL money that he thought he was going to get paid. So he essentially left Las Vegas. Sluka now at JMU. They also bring in Camden Coleman, who passed for over 2,000 yards last year at FCS Richmond. So they'll be well stocked at quarterback in any scenario. I like JMU for that other half unit at +370 available there at DraftKings.
Very good. Yeah. Love the analysis as always. You can follow him on X at Paul Stone Sports. Thanks, buddy, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Hey, I look forward to it, guys. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you. Good job. They're 10-1 to make the playoff at DraftKings, by the way. Betting on sports, why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up firstbet.com, promo code VSIN200. Claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days, up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today.
We'll go inside our pizzeria up next. Bettors have been suggesting long shots across the board, including some division bets in Major League Baseball. That's next here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN. Hungry for a winner? Sometimes all you need is a slice.
You make this pizza?
We swap pepperoni for parlays and give you alternate lines instead of anchovies.
I'm telling you, this pizza idea is really gonna happen.
From our kitchen to your wallet, sweat with us and throw some pizza money on it.
Double meatball, pepperoni, sausage, peppers, onions, extra mozzarella.
Welcome to Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria.
Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria tip jar sponsored by Mama's Pizza. Mama's Pizza, the best pizza in Texas since 1968. Check them out, mamaspizza.net. Their top seller, the Mama's Size. 16 slices of pepperoni. They go crazy for it. Best pizza in Texas, Mama's Pizza. SMU to win the ACC.
Oh, you're sticking to that neck of the woods, huh?
8-1. They're going to build something special there with all the billionaires. And now it's the wild, wild west with the NIL. Louisville, Miami, Syracuse at home, at Clemson, at TCU.
Are you sure that you don't want to be on this Clemson hype train that I've been reading about for the last week and a half?
$1.10 to win the conference?
Oh, I've seen people make the case for them to, Paul, forget about it, playoff team, national title contender.
Come on.
Klubnik's one of the favorites to win the Heisman.
He's good, but
isn't he the short shot to go number one overall next year in the draft?
Should have lost that Pittsburgh game late, too, last year. They were lucky they got in the damn championship game.
Yeah,
Miami also choked down a stretch as well.
I need to see it to believe it with Clemson.
Damn right. Absolutely. A couple exactas here, too. Exact finish in the South. Houston, Jags, Colts, Titans, 9-1. Houston, Colts, Jags, Titans, 12-1.
Are you betting the Texans to win the division outright, like around even money?
Yeah. I think it's their division.
Which team scares you the most?
Good question. Well, we see, I think it's going to be Danny Dimes' team.
We're going to see. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Who knows when Richardson's, how they feel about him, when he's going to be ready, injuries and.
Yeah. I also don't want to, sound foolish at this date, because I'll do that enough throughout the entire year. But I don't want to be like telling you that Jacksonville, watch out for Jacksonville this year, right? Because haven't we heard that now for like the last 5 years anyway?
Yeah.
But there is a lot to like with that team, but it's like, okay, Houston's probably, head and shoulders above them. All right, rolling along here. Let's go through some of the stuff and figure out what's good, how good the pizza tastes, other long shot bets that we have here.
We got Steve in Ohio. Panthers to win the cup. Thunders win the title. Mets World Series, 134-1. What do you think of that?
Well, I love it because he's one win away, and then you can get so creative with the Mets.
Sure.
One of which, always keep in mind, Steve, in Ohio, you're close to a state that has Circa. They will offer the no bet on the Mets the entire year to win the World Series.
Yep.
So you have that. And a shorter price would be to win the National League. Keep that in mind.
That's right. Could have played it that way. Get ready to cry like Ryan in New Jersey. Florida Gators to win the college basketball title. Thunder win the West. Arkansas College World Series, 335-1.
Well, that's where we need to find out from Ryan. What did he do?
Oh, Ryan.
How did he proceed? Did he take LSU futures?
They should be playing tonight to go to the championship.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He's got to just be vomiting still after last night.
Oh, that sucks. That's tough. Gary in Vegas, Sam Bennett, Conn Smythe. 22-1.
Oh, these were coming in fast and furious.
Yep, got a couple more from Jordan we'll show in a second as well.
I saw 100.
Yeah, he was 110-1 before the playoffs. Sure, yeah, one guy had that. Paul K. Brewers win the NL. Broncos win the Super Bowl. SMU wins it all in college football. What is that, 97,000-1? What is that? How big is that one? Okay, that's the biggest one I think we've ever seen. If that's really getting nuts.
Okay, hold on. Which one do you like the most there? To me, it'd be the middle.
Broncos.
It'd be the Broncos.
I mean, what is SMU? What's that? To win the whole shebang?
Yeah, they got to be an absolutely massive number.
I know Nish, come on. They all played Penn State for the first three quarters last year.
91 on DK right
Thanks.
Now.
Yeah.
It's long shot for a reason here.
Scheffler wins the Memorial.
That's in the bag.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I thought. Okay,
yeah, no, this is not the memorial. This is 2 weeks ago.
You're right. Thank you. Thunder win the title. Liberty win the WNBA repeat. Pete in New Hampshire, 13-1.
Okay. Well, he's cooking.
Not bad.
Sure.
Scheffler just gave one back. Blue Jays win the American League East.
Oh, I can already see this happening. Yeah.
And Saskatchewan wins the Grey Cup. 140-1. Lee in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. How's it going, eh? Steamroller, eh? That's awesome. Mexico wins the Gold Cup. Coco wins Wimbledon. Orioles make
to make the playoffs.
Oh, Brian, 262-1.
It's the American League, so crazier things have happened there.
Yeah, and I see my gal Sabalenka's plus 270 to win Wimbledon, which starts Monday. Montesano. Mike Montesano, Skeens MVP, 200-1.
No, that's a bomb. That's a pizza bomb right there.
Now, what has to happen here?
Well, he needs several injuries, right? And then he's going to have this guy just be – he's going to have 300 strikeouts with a 1.5 ERA. But how many wins is he going to have?
I know.
What is he going to be?
But they got to make the playoffs. He's got to carry them. He's got to have like a Doc Gooden season.
I don't think that has to happen anymore.
You don't?
No, I don't think so. I think voters would look elsewhere
for him to win MVP. Okay. All right.
But it's just the people that he has to overcome.
Yeah. All right. Andrew, Thunder win the title. Bills win the Super Bowl. Yankees World Series 80-1. Don't hate it.
Don't hate it.
Not bad.
No, Bills right there. Sneaky good one.
Yeah.
And, the Yankees, fine. I mean, we're completely talking right now about recency bias. It's a terrible skid. They finally won today. Should they pick it up by the end of the year? No doubt. They absolutely have to make a move or two before the deadline. And it's the American League. So it could be their league to happen again.
Yeah.
And by the way, long term again, he's potentially going to be in a nice hedging spot.
Did you get those other two from Jordan? He's got the Bennett Conn Smythe I sent you. Put those up. Okay, I'll show those too because there were so many of those that came in. Took a bad beat last night. Mama's Pizza here to help. They've been feeding hungry Texans since 1968, winning so many best pizza awards they stopped counting after a few thousand. That's what he told me. Jordan Scott told me Mama's has the crust. It's the crust, baby, that beats the spread every time. Fresh ingredients, award-winning pies, and a taste you don't want to fade. Thinking long-term value, franchise opportunities available. Check them out, mamaspizza.net. Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Mama's Pizza, the only pick that always covers. Mamaspizza.net, and get the mama size, the 16 slices. Get that pepperoni.
And this is where he has me roped in, because I appreciate pizza for the crust or for the sauce, and I want it simple. I know that you're a big like meat lovers guy. I'm not. I want to go there, and I think that you can tell a lot about a pizza place by the margarita pizza. That's it. I want it simple, and I just want to be able to enjoy the like a good crust. To me, is absolutely the real deal. And if I like a pizza place with good sauce, I get extra sauce every single time. It's an underrated topping.
Good. Okay, and that's why we like that Three Little Pigs at Rocco's. They had that good crust, and they had that garlic parmesan underneath.
Yeah.
And here's Jordan with a couple Bennett Conn Smythe. 20-1
and 13-1.
And 13-1.
This is from our buddy Chris Massaro.
Good job.
He was tweeting us last night.
Well, he was celebrating. Karen Reed.
Yeah, so he's feeling good.
Yeah.
But he has a ticket on the Braves and the Red Sox, a parlay to win their divisions.
I forgot to mention it. Yeah. Yeah.
It pays 557-1. Braves, I noticed today, I did a little shopping. I think they were 30-1 to win the East. It's not completely ridiculous.
11 back.
Oh, they'll make a run. I mean...
Well, the Red Sox are 5 back.
But would you rather have the Red Sox in the American League East or the Tampa Bay Rays? The Rays, the biggest number I saw in Tampa today was 8-1. Man, they're playing great ball. Again, I don't want
to... I think I'd have the Red Sox.
Rather have the Red Sox?
Are the Red Sox going to make a move at the deadline,
Yes, I believe that's going to be the case.
You just got to get... Well, you just freed up all this cash.
Sure.
Giants are paying the whole Devers deal.
But, Paul, I don't think it's going to take till the deadline, actually. Now they could make a move. I mean, if a team's willing to play ball, they could make a move immediately here. And then, it's going to be like, okay, game on. We thought they were trying to punt on the season. Not so fast. Here they are again.
Yeah.
And they've been playing good ball.
I called a mutual friend who lives down the street from where the trial was in Dedham. I can't talk. I'm at a potty. Karen Reed potty.
It was a Karen Reed potty?
I mean, it was something, man. It was something.
I heard Stormy today on Money Moves saying that she's been absolutely obsessed with the story for months.
Oh, the whole thing's absurd. It's a cover-up from the get-go. Dog involved, bite marks, never walked the cops, the corruption... What they texted about Karen Reed, cop had to resign. They never went in the house. The dog was rehomed. Guys, the whole thing. Come on, check it out, HBO.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We are getting closer to opening tip. We'll kick around a bunch of player props to look at tonight, especially if you believe Tyrese Halliburton will not have much of an impact.